Hi, good afternoon. So we're going to take a 5-minute break and head north of the border to Alberta, Canada. So for those of you who aren't familiar, Alberta is located in Western Canada. It borders Montana, and the two major cities there are Edmonton and Calgary. And these two cities are about 185 miles apart. So on July 28th, Alberta Health Services identified 9 cases of E. coli since July 25th in the Edmonton area. Many of these cases reported exposure to Asian-style restaurants or markets in Edmonton, so an outbreak investigation was initiated to determine the source. Our outbreak case definition included residents or visitors of Alberta that had lab-confirmed E. coli from July 1st onward and one of 16 PFGE pattern combinations. And in Canada, we use 2 enzymes. So the investigators looked at menus and supplier records for the restaurants where the cases ate and noticed that in addition to many of them eating at Asian-style restaurants and markets, many of them actually report consuming mung bean sprouts or being served them at the restaurant. And what was interesting was that there is only one Edmonton producer of mung bean sprouts, so all these mung bean sprouts came from the same supplier. So over 400 samples were taken of bean sprouts, seeds, irrigation water, and they were all negative for E. coli. So about 1 week later, we hear from Calgary Zone that they now have 8 PFGE matches to the outbreak and another 22 E. coli cases with PFGE pending. So none of these cases traveled to Edmonton, but they did eat at Asian-style restaurants in Calgary. And the supplier of mung bean sprouts to these Calgary restaurants is different from that one Edmonton producer that we saw with the other cases. So we are now 10 days into the outbreak and we already have 43 confirmed cases. So we looked at exposure frequencies by ingredient by taking a look at the menu items that the cases consumed at the restaurants. And these 6 ingredients came up the highest after mung bean sprouts, so beef, carrots, cucumbers, green onions, lettuce, and pork. We focused on these 6 ingredients with 6 restaurant and event subclusters that had more than 2 cases, and we did trace back on these 6 ingredients. So we had 5 restaurant clusters and 1 festival, and pork was the only ingredient of the 6 that actually traced back to the same supplier, supplier A1. We also eventually identified 2 additional subclusters, a festival and a cluster associated with chicken sausage products. If you're wondering why chicken is involved, I encourage you to ask me later during the Q&A. I'll be happy to explain. So from supplier A1, we identified a very complex and interconnected network of slaughter facilities. Slaughter A, B, C, and D were all investigated, but the source of contamination was not identified, and there were no major deficiencies identified. So overall, we had 119 confirmed cases in this outbreak from July 20th to October 6th, predominance of females, 19% hospitalized, and overall 65% reported pork consumption. And here's an epi curve of all the confirmed cases, onset date by region of exposure. You'll see that most of the cases occurred in July and August, and recalls were issued in September and early October. We also had over 1,000 samples taken in this investigation, and you'll see that various pork products at different points throughout the distribution chain tested positive for E. coli with this PFGE pattern. Public health actions included over 500 inspections at over 200 facilities. One Calgary restaurant, which was associated with 29 outbreak cases, was actually closed on 2 occasions, and all the employees were screened. Food handler education sessions were done in the first language of the food handlers, and recalls were issued. So in conclusion, this outbreak was linked to pork produced and distributed in Alberta. We need to keep an open mind about new food vehicles all the time. In this case, it was pork. We couldn't find the root source of contamination, but it was found at multiple points along the chain. And we used a systematic approach in the absence of one singular hypothesis. We traced back on clusters, and that's how we found pork as the source of the outbreak. And finally, I want to thank all the provincial and federal partners in Canada and the U.S. that were involved in this very interesting and lengthy investigation. Thank you.